The Russian foreign minister said Wednesday Moscow wants the International Atomic Energy Agency to remain in the lead in dealing with Iran's nuclear ambitions. He spoke as the Atomic Agency was forwarding its Iran file to the Security Council for review. The United States wants the Council to sanction Tehran for alleged violations of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Diplomats say preliminary discussions on the matter could begin as early as next week. But speaking at UN headquarters Wednesday, Lavrov suggested sanctions would not work.
I don't think sanctions as a means to solve a crisis have ever achieved a goal in the recent history. So I would reiterate what I said, that we must rely on the professional advice of the IAEA, the watchdog of the non-proliferation regime, hired by all of us. And if we all agree that Iranian nuclear program is about making sure that non-proliferation regime is not violated, then let's rely on the people whom we hired to look after this regime.
There is broad agreement among the Security Council's five veto-wielding permanent members, Russia, China, Britain, France, and the United States, that Iran has failed to meet international demands that it stop all uranium enrichment activity. But Russia and China favor a go-slow approach in the Council. China's UN ambassador Wang Guangya told VOA Beijing still wants the matter settled at the Atomic Energy Headquarters in Vienna.
The IAEA is the main organ that will be in charge of this matter. And also, I believe over the last couple of weeks that all sides are working for a way out of it. So still a diplomatic negotiated solution is the best way out of it.
Washington's UN ambassador John Bolton has been in the forefront of efforts to bring the Iran case to the Security Council. Speaking to reporters recently, he called Iran an important test case for the 15-member UN body.
If you say an Iran with nuclear weapons is unacceptable and that it's appropriate to have Iran in the Security Council, which all five permanent members have said, then you have to ask, what is the Council going to do about it? We have ideas. We've talked to the Russians and the Chinese about it, obviously to the British and the French, and we're prepared to proceed. So if they're serious about their status as permanent members, I should think they'd want to work together and keep the consensus that we've got.
Ambassador Bolton has said he sees the Security Council's role as strengthening the hand of the nuclear watchdog agency in pressing Iran to comply with its obligations under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Diplomats say the Council's first step is likely to be a statement reinforcing the Atomic Agency's call for Tehran to suspend all nuclear enrichment and stop resisting IAEA investigations. That could come sometime next week. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.